Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show. The Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Thank you, everyone. Hello, hello, and welcome. Welcome to the Lizzie T. Radio Show. And don't forget, the TV show as well. Well, if you're only in the Toronto area, unfortunately, we're not doing a lot of trips outside of Toronto. We've been doing some trips to New York to record some of our videos there, some of our TV shows there, and obviously throughout Canada, a couple of places and a couple of provinces in Canada. I haven't gone as far as Europe yet, and I haven't gone as far as South America yet, but that doesn't mean that it will not happen. You never, never know. So welcome, welcome, everyone. I am so excited today to have with me such an amazing artist. I love to interview artists. You know why? Because they're the people that actually inspire us to do things that are not usually within us. Because an author, a musician, or an artist, those are the type of people that have within them that a lot of us actually lack, which is enthusiasm, charisma, persistence, actually. It's because we have to be persistent to what we do, and those people are my greatest, and today is not going to be the exception. If you're listening to us right now, if you have tuned in on my social media, Facebook/Lizzie T Radio, I have the link of the show right now, right underneath my little teaser where I was, I always try to do a little bit of a live stream. I don't like to do the whole show live stream because I want to make sure that you listen to the whole show. And if you would like to have an interaction with us, please do so. I don't buy my gas bill light. It is so amazing when we have people calling in to interact with us, to ask questions. Perhaps you are in the same situation as our guest is. And guess what? No one can help you more than the person that's been there, done that. On that note, the number to call us in is 347-996. Very easy. I will paste that on my social media. 347-996. 3926. We are on Twitter as well. We are on Instagram and where else? Obviously on YouTube. So today is Friday, and I love to play this It's Friday thing, and I think I still have it here. But every day it is a good day. Every day it is a fantastic day. Every day is a day for us to live to the fullest. And today is very, very, very hot here in Toronto, Canada. It honestly feels like it is plus 40 right now with the humidity. And some of you know that I've been to South America, Brazil, and obviously Central America, Dominican, and it gets hot there. But the only difference is you are on the beach, so you get that wonderful, nice breeze. And today, as some of you know, I love to jog, and I have some little tutorials for people that are learning to run. And today I had to walk because it was so hot, and I try to find places that have a lot of trees. So it's very shady because it was really, really, really hot. So if you are into walking and being outdoors, wonderful. Take advantage. Winter will be here in no time with lots of cold. So do that, but drink lots of water and try to find shady places and a lot of places that you get your cover from the sun and your cover from the heat. And water, I can't emphasize that. So today is Friday. My goodness, it's the last show of the week. We've been having a lot of pre-recorded shows. And I understand that if you don't feel like being live with us today, it's not your cup of tea, you don't feel comfortable, no worries. We can record your show. I can edit it and play it at another day. So we've been having a lot of pre-recorded shows, and that's fantastic. That's fine. I don't mind. And if you want to do it that way, perfect. I prefer actually the live shows because they're in spontaneous, and then really you have to say what you have to say. You said it, and it's in the air. We have people calling in, and there's quite a bit of interaction. We had a caller that had about 20 to 30 callers. We couldn't get to them all. So if you want to call, the number again is 347-996-3926. 347-996-3926. Perhaps just to know a little bit about how he did it and how he got into the industry, or when is he going to be playing on your CD, all that good stuff. I need to thank all my listeners from different parts of the world, and I do have to, because without you, without your support, without your contribution, this show could not be possible. So thank you, thank you. Need to recognize you, need to applaud you. It has been about, it's been a lot of work, but I see the reward now. We get tons of emails, people commenting, people asking questions, people wanting to be on the show from all over the world, places that I hadn't even fathomed that my show could be listed. Thanks to the internet, people can hear us, and you can be part of this wonderful world, wonderful places, and thank you so much, everyone. I really appreciate it. Thank you again to my sponsors, and I couldn't be more thankful for being part of this amazing experience. We have quite a bit of a sponsor. I will be playing their commercial right after the interview. We have naturenova.ca. Thank you so much, Nature Nova, for sponsoring the show. We also have Business on a Box, and we have Alka Total Fitness and Meister. So thank you, everyone. If you would like for us to mention your business and play your commercial, we'll be more than happy. Your contribution, your sponsorship makes the show. Everything makes the show, but definitely your contribution. So thank you so much, everyone. Well, continuing on with the show, I really don't want to run out of time.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
And there's my theme music telling me that I need to move on. And, well, without further ado, I have an artist, somebody that contacted me again to be on the show, and I'm always forward to promote and to talk about amazing artists. His name is Stephen Edmund Jr. He is a musician. He's been a musician since the 80s and 90s. His genre is soul, and I have R&B. I have a beautiful song that I will be playing right after the song, and his personal journey, and is basically dedicated to music. Now, he has a daughter, he's a father. I love fathers because they have really something to work to prove, right? You have a daughter, you want to make sure you show yourself, you leave a legacy when you have kids, and I can feel that. And without further ado, let's welcome him, let's applaud him, and let's ask how he's doing today. So welcome to the Lizzie T. Show.
Hey, how you doing?
I am doing fantastic, and thank you so much for being part of the show. Thank you for being a contributor to the show. So let's talk a little bit about you. And tell us how you got started into the music industry.
I got started when I was 10 years old. That's when I wrote my first song. So I've been writing since I was 10. And my mother and my father are musicians. And it kind of runs in my family. And so I kind of picked it up and start running with it. By the age of maybe 16, I had my own little group. It was I have seven brothers, so it was one of my brothers, a friend, and a girl, and we used to sing in high school and stuff like that. But I took it more seriously than anybody, than the people that are in my group, and so I kind of was like kind of pushy in the way of like wanting practice all the time and wanted to be better and do shows, and they kind of wanted a lot of, like, you know, my guy friends and my brother, they kind of did it for girls, and the girl that was in our group, she wasn't really into it, and so I had to kind of leave them in the background to pursue it on my own. And so I got in contact with, I had a cousin that was in, you know, doing the things in music, and so I got with him when I was like 19 years old, and we start working together, and then that's when I met my producer. His name is Juan Blair. That's the guy that does all of my music. I write, come up with the melodies, and he's so beautiful and wonderful in his magic in his head and his fingers that he totally just like captures everything and how I feel, and he brings it to life. And so I was doing that for a while, for, you know, getting things together and doing things. And I had, I don't know if you guys are familiar with a group that came from Oakland, California. They're called Tony, Tony, Tony. And their manager, you know, I caught his eye, and it was kind of a...
Yeah, I'm particularly not familiar with that, but I found interesting how you were already in the ambiance. You already have your family involved in music. You already had your mom, which was a musician, but it takes a special person to take it seriously. And the reason that you did, Stefan, is because you knew that this was your life. This was going to be your career. You wanted to be a musician. You wanted to be a singer. You wanted to write those music. And then you wanted to become that singer that you are right now. And good for you for taking that action. Some of us,
yeah,
when we were growing up, we take this as a play. I remember playing with a fake microphone or a stick and pretending that I was interviewing people. And I took it to the next level. Now, how can I become the host and the radio host that I wanted to be? And that's what you did. And good for you. Good for you. Now, you are, you have solo. I've seen some of your videos. I've been playing one of your songs. And I noticed that you also YouTube quite a bit. To write music, what is your inspiration?
It's relationships. I'm a very, because I was, like I said, I was, my mother, I was, I'm very, my mom taught me how to love and how to respect women and to have love for others and to respect others. And so I was a very loving person as a child, but also as a teenager, loving person, a loving young man. And so I literally fell in love with every girl that I've dated. I loved them in some type of way. And so at the end of it, it seemed like I was always the one to get his heart broken. So I would, instead of using that as a negative, I turn into a positive, and I start writing everything down, every feeling I had, and things start turning into songs. Things start turning into, it was therapy for me. So I start writing about relationships because I feel like everyone, it doesn't matter who you are, how old you are, you can fall in love. You want love. You've been hurt by somebody, or you've hurt someone. And I wanted to write those experiences, and I wanted to put them in music. And so what I write about is a lot of relationships, good, bad, falling in love with somebody, wanting somebody to love you, writing about the girl that you love, but maybe she doesn't know it yet, and you're trying to get her attention, those type of things, heartache, breakup, you know, just the whole romantic aspect, you know, because romance is also, you know, it also can be good romance or bad romance, how I look at it. And you can love someone that doesn't love you, and that hurts. And so a lot of my inspiration comes from Lionel Richie, Brian McKnight, a lot of singer songwriters. And so I kind of mimic them. Smokey Robinson, a lot of those artists that were singer songwriters, I would listen to their music. I would you know, find out what they went through, if there was any experiences, and then I kind of hone my own experiences and use that to build my own legacy of writing and trying to bring R&B back to the forefront of writing about relationships, singing about relationships, bringing love back into R&B.
And I noticed, too, that you, by using those experiences, those are the songs that touches people the most, because those are personal experiences, things that you've gone through, relationship, love, being dumped, all those things that happens to us, which we don't like to talk about. You do.
No, not at all.
And that's one of the things that I love about your music, is that you actually use your own self-experience, you write about it, and it, when you're listening to, you're like, oh, he knows exactly how I feel. How does he know how I feel? Well, because you've been there and you've done that. I love it. I love it. Now, you've
exactly.
written, and you have a CD already. You have a single, and you were able to record a single, and obviously you're working on something greater as well. How does it make you feel to be able to write, to have your single, and to be able to sell it to the world and basically accomplish your dream?
Wow, it's a blessing from God. My wife, 3 years later we got married, but she was with me through my kidney transplant, and she met me when I was on dialysis, and so she's seen and I don't want to go too far deep, but I lost my passion for my music when I lost my kidney when I was 20 years old, and so I was in a limbo of losing everything that I loved, my youth, everything that I thought that, you know, that a lot of people take advantage of, that I lost. And so going through dialysis for 14 years and then having a daughter, I wanted to finally bring back what God has given me. I wanted to show my daughter, this is who your dad is. This is who he is, and this is who I am. This is who God made me to be. And my wife, we were watching the Grammy Awards, and she said to me, you know what? You can sing better than those people up there. And so she helped me build my confidence. She helped me bring back that magic. She helped me bring back who I really was and that music in me. And she took me to a level. She helped me grow.
I always say that behind a great man, there is always a greater woman. Good for you.
Amen. That's right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. And so my wife, she kind of helped me go over the hump, gave me back that confidence. She was behind me 100%, and to this day she's still behind me 100%. And when my EP dropped, it was the most exciting thing that in my life, besides my daughter and besides me getting a kidney transplant. I got married on May 2nd. I got a kidney transplant May 10th of that same time. And so instead of going on a honeymoon, we were in a hospital, me getting a kidney transplant. And it's been going uphill ever since. My music, things that God has blessed me with, and getting bigger, and it's getting out there more. And so the feeling that I have when that happened is like the best feeling that you can ever feel, that now you're the things that you've been dreaming of as a child is finally coming to pass.
And it's unfortunate and fortunate that it takes sometimes bad news or a bad situation in your life for you to appreciate what you have. And then not only getting your gift as a kidney and getting married and having your child, really you have something to look for, something to work towards. And now you don't want to take any time for granted. Want to take the full advantage of everything that you have in your hands, and obviously you're doing that, and good for you, and congratulations for your kidney. I think definitely it was a gift from God, and good for you that you got it. You are listening, everyone, to the Lizzie T Radio Show, and obviously we are on YouTube, our show as well. If you would like to come in and call us in, please do so. You know how I love interaction. Ask our guest, Stefan Edmund Jr., a question or perhaps a comment. find out when he is going to be playing in your city, or just to say hello. Maybe you're a fan and you really, here's your opportunity. The number to call in is 347-996-3926. Very easy. 347-996-3926. We will be playing the song right after the interview from Stephen Edmund Jr. I'm so looking forward. It's a song of love. I love the way, and this is my favorite. He has a lot of repertoire, but this is my favorite. I will cut for one word of my sponsor, and I'll be right back.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Hello, everyone. This is Lizzie, and yes, it is Friday. We are enjoying the afternoon. It is a hot, hot, hot day here in Toronto, Canada. And, don't complain too much because pretty soon, November comes, we will get a lot of snow, and the time will be changing, and we will be, complaining that it's too cold. So enjoy it, and we take advantage. We're speaking today with wonderful, what an awesome story, what a beautiful experience, and Stephen Edmund Jr., singer-songwriter, father, husband, and definitely somebody who had miracles happen in his life, and it continued to happen, and he is growing as a person, as a father, as a husband, and as an artist, and I see this, the way he speaks, very genuine, and I think that for you that are listening out there, make sure that you get in contact with him. If you would like to speak to him, don't be shy. You know how I love interactor. Are you guys all going out tonight? Is that why? The number to call in is 347-996-3926. It's very easy. 347-996-3926. We're broadcasting live today. It is Friday, as you heard, and so happy to have somebody like Stephen Edmund Jr. with us, speaking about his life, his experience, and things that he's gone through, his music. And I love to ask this question because people are probably wondering when is going to be the next tour? Are you planning to go to a certain city? Question number one. And obviously, question number two, where can people reach you? We need to know your website, your social media, and all that good stuff. So, go ahead.
So right now, we're working on going to different places. Once that happens, it will be on my website. And so then that's when I can, that's when people will know. But if you want to get exclusive things about myself and my music and the LP that's going to be coming out, my website is StephenEdmundJr.com. You can reach me there. Also, my Instagram, the same, Stephen Edmund Jr. You want to follow me on Facebook. Tonight I'm doing a live cover song of Major Harris's Love Won't Let Me Wait. So if you want to check that out, I'll be singing live, and that's Facebook. So you can follow me, Stephen Edmund Jr., find me on Facebook. And also my music is on iTunes, and it's on Amazon, and you can follow me on Reverb Nation, and my songs are also on SoundCloud. Also, I'm on Periscope, like I said, Stephen Edmund Jr., and you can follow me on Twitter, Stephen Edmund Jr. You can check me out, check out my story. Also, YouTube, you can check out my story. I have live things on there, some live events, but I also, if you want to know about my story, you can check that out also.
Now, one thing I noticed about everything that you've gone through, that this is major, major material for a book. Have you ever thought of that, or writing your story, and for other people that be able that perhaps are not listening to the Lizzie T show yet could perhaps read your story and be inspired by what you just told us?
Yeah, right now we're going to start. We're working on an ebook, and so we're working on a project that we're doing right now that'll be up. And once it's up, everything will be posted on my website. Again, it's StephenEdmondJr.com. You check that out. But we're doing an ebook, and we're working on going into a book because, like my wife said, I have a story, but also my testimony of how God saved my life. You can read a lot deeper into it. It just wasn't me, you know, losing my kidney. It was me being in the hospital for 2 years, and I was I'm 6'3", and I weighed 210 pounds, and I went in the hospital, and I didn't leave the hospital for 2 years, and when I came out, I was 115 pounds. And so I remember that my father-in-law had to carry me up the steps because I couldn't walk up the steps because I was so weak. And so all that will be part of some of it will be a part of the ebook. But then once we start writing the whole, when we start writing about my story, and then you guys, people can see. But if you really want to check it out and get an eye view of everything, you can go to my YouTube channel, Stephen Edmond Jr., subscribe. And you can see I have a video on there talking about what I went through.
And I think it's going to be a phenomenal book, Stephen, because people that are losing hope, people that are going through similar health issues, personal issues like yours, that are probably willing, they're thinking of giving up, this could give that little bit of an extra inspiration, that little bit of extra hope that they need in order to continue, because we all here, I believe, Stephen, that we're all here in this planet for a purpose, for a reason, to be able to serve others, to be able to serve our greater creator. And if we don't fulfill that purpose, then why are we here? And definitely your purpose is that. You just showed it to your talent to everyone, how wonderful your life has been. Challenging, yes, but I believe that it's been a very wonderful experience, that you've given all this because you can handle, and I believe that you only given what you can handle, and definitely you are strong enough,
right.
Your family, your wife is strong enough to be able to handle what you've gone through. Now, I'm pretty sure that we've repeated ourselves quite a bit here, but if there's somebody listening to us right now, and perhaps they're going through similar issues as you went through, and or perhaps they want to be that musician that you're being right now, and then they're wondering, well, and I always get those emails, Lizzie, you always bring successful people to the show. Why don't you bring somebody that is, you know, just making it or struggling to see the difference? But believe it, everyone, it's not that simple. We all have to go through that little hill for us to reach to the top. And this really is what Stephen is going through. So can you give us a couple of words of inspiration for someone who's listening to us from perhaps the other side of the world, and we'll love to have that word of encouragement.
Right. What I can tell anyone that's listening right now, if you have friends or family that are going through trials and tribulations in your life, it doesn't matter if it's health reasons, it could be depression, it could be, you know, financial. However, how I cope with a lot of things was the number one thing was my faith. And I know a lot of people don't have that type of faith, or they, you know, some people don't believe or they do believe. That's not for me to judge or anything, but in my journey, I had strong faith in God, and that's one of the number one things, but then have family behind you. You can't give up on yourself. You always have to fight. You're going to always have something that's going to come at you. And so what I did is how I looked at it and how I treated it. And I can tell you that I had bad moments. I had times where I was weak. I had times when I wanted to give up. And so the number one thing I can tell you is that I had faith in God, but also I had family that pushed me. My mother, she passed away in 2014 of breast cancer, but she was my number one fan. She pushed me to the point. She fought for me when I was down to the point where I didn't know where people were, or they were getting me up to teach me how to walk again, or tie my shoe, or eat by myself. My mother was there 100% pushing me, always behind me. And then you find out who your true friends and your true family is. And so I figured that out. And then I had to say to myself, your inner self, your inner spirit, I said that I am strong. Okay, you have to tell yourself every day that I'm strong. I will get through this because nothing lasts forever. And so my motto, what I say to everybody, stay strong, stay positive, never give up on your dreams, never give up on yourself, always put God first, never let anyone tell you that you can't accomplish what you believe in or what your dreams are. And so I'm a living witness, and right now I believe that I'm going further than I can ever think of. And so I have to truly believe in myself and believe that I'm here for a reason. And so what I can tell you is that you have to pick yourself up even when you're down. You have to push yourself even when you're tired. You have to take those steps and do it in your own time. Don't allow anybody to tell you that, you got to do it right away. If you're in the bed, you need to get up, take a step, and then sit back down. Do it until you're strong enough to walk to the bathroom or walk to wherever you have to go or to get over depression or to get over anything that you're going through. You have to take steps and you have to take a leap of faith and know that when you jump, God is there. And it's always a light at the end of the tunnel. It's not always dark. Believe me, I've been through it. I thought my days were over. I thought that the darkest times would last forever. I had a wife. That not my previous one, but when I was married younger, that left me while I was in the hospital. Family that I knew left me. People that I thought loved me left me. And the only four people that stood by me was my dad, my mom, my sister, and my best friend, Sean. I'm not saying other family members wasn't there, but the ones that stayed with me in the hospital for those whole 2 years always came to see me, always stayed there to 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. Those are the people that I knew that care for me. And so what I can tell you is that you have to forgive, you have to let go, and you have to keep going. Never look behind you, always look forward and get yourself to the point where you know that you are special. You are worthy. You are better. And that's what you have to tell yourself, and you are enough. And that's what you say to yourself every day. We all have struggles. Every day you wake up, it's a struggle.
That is so beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Robert. Honestly, more than what I expected. I asked one word and we got everything. This is a recap, everyone. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Lizzie T Show. I have right now with me Stefan Edmund. We still have a couple of minutes if you would like to call in and say hello, 347-996-3926, or comment on our social media. Facebook / Lizzie T Radio. We'll also in Twitter. Twitter / The Lizzie T. The Lizzie T. And this is amazing. He is such an inspiration person that if you didn't get anything at all today, if you just tune in and you just last part of our show is because this is going to motivate you. This is recorded, by the way, so you can play it from the beginning and you will be able to hear Stefan with beautiful words, beautiful experiences, beautiful testimony. And this is not a religious show, everyone, but when it comes to being spiritual, I'm all forward. And I have to say that I give thanks to people that are testifying that way because there is a higher being and there are miracles. And you heard it not from me. You're hearing from all of my guests that we're having a trend right now, but this is the way he wants it. Let's do it this way. I want to thank you so much, Stefan, for being part of the Lizzie Radio Show, sharing everything with us, more than I ever bargained. And we're becoming a little bit emotional here because you have such a beautiful story. Love to hear it. Love to read your book and share it with the world. Again, this is recorded, and everyone, make sure that you contact him. I have put the links on my social media, Stefan Edmund Jr., and make sure that you contact him if you're interested for him to come into your area to sing or to play. Make sure you contact him, or you can contact me, Lizzie T. Radio at lizzie.ca. Radio at lizzie.ca. Any last word, my friend?
Like I said, thank you, Lizzie, for having me on your show. I mean, I thank God for you, just for you to choose me. And I thank you for everything. And like I want to say to everybody, stay strong, stay positive. And I love you guys. Thank you.
Have you been looking for ways to make extra money on the internet but failed? Stop spending your days and weeks trying to find income opportunities online. You will find what you were looking for in the new book, Entrepreneur in a Box, a guide to the best ways to make money on the internet. From author Chris Mason, millions of people like you are having trouble just making ends meet. There are ways to earn extra income online. You just need to know where they are. That's where Entrepreneur in a Box comes in. Inside, you will find the best ways to make money on the internet. Ways you would never find or even think of on your own. Like where to sell your old iPhone for cash. Sell those gift cards you got for Christmas or a birthday. Teachers, you can even sell your teaching materials. Learn how to put skills you have to work online or turn your clutter into cash. Entrepreneur in a Box is available on Smashwords, iTunes, Kobo, Barnes & Noble, and other online booksellers. Order your copy of Entrepreneur in a Box and start making money.
Hi, my name is Rebecca, and I'm an IT consultant and a busy mom of two. Between long hours at work and spending time with the kids, I have very little time to devote to cleaning our home. That's where I use Maidster's Cleaning Service. Maidster comes in and takes care of everything, from vacuuming the floors to doing the dishes and even the laundry. They are the best maid service in the Toronto area. As someone in technology, I really appreciate that it's so easy and hassle-free to book their services online, and they're so responsive to their customers. We also do our best to live as naturally and chemical-free as possible, and I love that Maidster accommodates our chemical-free lifestyle by using green cleaning products to clean our home. I am so happy that they've given me my time that I wouldn't use anyone else. If you want high quality and reliable cleaning services, go to www.maidster.com and find out more. Thank you.
I founded Bespoke Wealth Management because I believe in providing sound, prudent investment advice with clearly defined fees, leaving your money in your investments without taking high commissions. Don't settle for expensive generic financial products created to serve firms, not clients. You deserve bespoke investments because you can't always tell a poor fit until you feel a bespoke fit.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Baby,
Go for walks, go to the pool, all that good stuff. stuff. Thank you so much, everyone. And as I always say, make it a fantastic day, everyone. I am your host and producer of The Lizzie T Show. Bye-bye for now.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.